Jackson gives it to Strite. Backdoor cut. That's Hoosman. And Hoosman's going to lay it up and in. Great pass from Strite into Hoosman. And he caught and laid it off the glass all in one fell swoop.
Today it's live coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island. High School Basketball on Platte River Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Three-pointer is on the way, but no good. Agao tries to save the ball. It goes. Nice play. Back into Hollis Johnson. Agao calling for it. There's a mismatch. Everybody trying to find their man. Agao leans in. Agao puts it up. Agao scores on a foul on Cook. Omaha Central now back to the lead.
Some of the area's best high school basketball teams are paired against the state's best in today's 6th annual Heartland Hoops Classic. Today's schedule features 8 games loaded with Nebraska talent, culminating with Nebraska's top team Omaha Central battling last year's national champion Oak Hill Academy. All the excitement is coming up next, but first to the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome here to the Heartland Event Center for the Heartland Hoops Classic. 8 games today here on our network of stations, and we're actually underway a little early. They actually took the game off about 9 minutes before the scheduled time. Our first game of the day has High Plains taking on Heartland Lutheran, and so far it is the Storm of High Plains leading this one 6-2 with a minute and a half gone in the game. It's been a very up-and-down affair, and we're underway already, so not much of a pregame. Brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. When we get a chance, we'll give you our starting lineups as well. Right now, Heartland Lutheran just turned the basketball over and fought to get it back, working hard to get the ball back, is Isaac Splatsaucer. He's going to drive, a little floater in the lane, and it is up and good. So Splatsaucer with the bucket there to make it a 2-point ball game with 2 minutes gone here at the Heartland Event Center. 8 games today. They were obviously anxious to get things started, so they get the early start. Entry pass here for High Plains, and Dylan Schenk lays it up and in. Schenk has 4 points so far here in the first quarter. And now Splatsaucer has it top of the key here for Heartland Lutheran. They'll just flip it right back to Suhanik. Suhanik is right back to Splatsaucer, and Splatsaucer will give it off on the right side. Right now the Storm going with a little 2-3 zone here, and kicked in the right corner here is Suhanik. Suhanik dribbles to the elbow, kicks it back out. Now the shot, it's an air ball and reeled in by the Storm, and they throw it deep, and we've got a foul on the other end. Well, I think it's a foul. Not sure what the indication is. They made the indication as I was watching the ball up court. I think maybe they said they stepped on the baseline. Yep, that's what they're going to call. So it is going to be Heartland Lutheran basketball. Heartland Lutheran, the home team here. They're wearing their home white uniforms with the red numbers, letters, and trim. Entry pass, driving in here, Splatsaucer, and Splatsaucer gets the bucket and the foul. The basket's going to count, and now a chance for Splatsaucer to give the Hornets the opportunity to get within 1 point. It is 8-6 right now, and Splatsaucer will step to line for the completion of a 3-point play potentially, and the free throw was up, back the iron, and no good. Rebounded by the Storm. That's Klingsporn who comes out of there with it, and he's going to pass it up ahead to Dylan Schenk, and Schenk hits the shot. Dribble on the right side. Here is Simonson. Simonson all the way in for Heartland Lutheran. He scores in transition, and so John Simonson gets the bucket here and cuts that lead right back down to 2. Kick into the left corner. Now back out here for Klingsporn. Klingsporn shot no good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to belong to the Storm. So they'll inbound underneath their own basket here in the first half. Logan Engel to toss it in. Engel on the baseline, just going to get it in here for Klingsporn. Klingsporn kicks into the corner. The 3-pointer good for Logan Engel. Engel strokes in the 3. And that'll make for a 5-point High Plains lead. High Plains rated number 7 in the state in Class D1. And that pass on the left side, intended for Suhanik, is knocked out of bounds. Real quick for Heartland Lutheran, their starting lineup is Jacob Stinson, John Simonson, Grant Suhonik, Josh Sugita, and Isaac Splatstosser. For High Plains, it's Cole Klingsporn, Ben Nunenkamp, Dylan Schenk, Alec Bender, and Logan Engel. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Kick in the left corner, a three-pointer up and good here for Isaac Splatstosser, and he's got 7 points here in the first quarter. He's got 7 of the 11 points for the Hornets. Storm lead it now, 13-11. They'll kick it in the left side, and a three-pointer up and good for Ben Nunenkamp. So Nunenkamp now with 5 in the game. And that lead right back out to 5. And now the Storm make the steal. Reaching in there is Klingsporn. Klingsporn take it all the way off glass. It's up and good. And timeout, Heartland Lutheran. Heartland Lutheran is going to call the timeout here, trailing it 18-11. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Mobile Bank Call is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank Call from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank Call allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank Call is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back here. Heartland Lutheran so far this season being led by Isaac Splatstosser. He's averaging right at 18 points per ball game, and Grant Suhonik averaging 13.7 points on the year here for Heartland Lutheran, who find themselves down by 7. That's the reason for that quick timeout. And they'll work it in the offensive zone. They get it off right side here to Suhonik. Suhonik is going to kick it right back out here to John Simonson. Simonson's 3 is no good. Tracking it down is going to be Splatstosser. Nice entry pass back inside, and we've got a foul called as going strong with the basketball after he kicked it out right back inside to Splatstosser, and he's going to go line and have 2 shots. He's currently 0-for-1 from the free throw line. And Splatstosser on the year is averaging about 68% from the free throw line. His free throw is good. And he'll toe the line. Try to cut into an 18-12 deficit. His second free throw is good. So that'll cut that lead right back down to 5. And back in is going to come High Plains. They've been shooting the ball very effectively. They get it on the baseline here for Logan Engel. Engel tries to enter it in. It's stolen away. Suhonik with a nice defensive play to force the turnover, and he'll give the ball right back out here to Isaac Splatstosser. Splatstosser, nice little crossover, drives the lane, kicks into the corner, and stepping back for the 3 is going to be Suhonik, and it hits high off the glass. After it hit the rim, went high, touched the top of the glass, and the shot clock obviously not on in high school basketball, but it's out of bounds. We'll be here for all 8 games here at the Heartland Event Center. The first 3 right here on ESPN. That'll be followed by 3 games on the Breeze, 94.5, and then tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Entry pass down low for High Plains, and going hard to the basket is Dylan Schenk. And Schenk hit on the arm, so he's going to go in line and have a couple of shots. He's got 6 points in the game here already. And Schenk will have 2 more free throws here. The foul is whistled on Stinson. That is his first. First free throw was up and good. So 7 in the game here for Dylan Schenk for High Plains. They are 16-3, rated number 7 in the state in Class D1. Second free throw was up and good. Inbounded here for John Simonson, and Heartland Lutheran trapping the basketball, and they force the turnover. Making the steal is going to be Jabe Wirtz. And Wirtz helps kick it on the left side. The three-pointer, no good. Rebound here by Wirtz. Wirtz in the lane, doing some work here, trying to get that bucket, but it's deflected in underneath by Stinson and reeled in by Splatstosser. So Heartland Lutheran holds here defensively. Now on the run is Simonson. Simonson, little floater on the left wing, no good. And coming out with it is Heartland Lutheran. Here's Schenk in transition. We'll kick left side for Klingsporn. Klingsporn kicks into the corner, and here's the jumper by Fleming. It's no good for Ethan Fleming. Offensive rebound and a foul. Wow, what work inside by Dylan Schenk. Schenk got the offensive rebound and in traffic, leaned in, drew the body, and he's going to go line trying to finish off a three-point play. So he already has 8 points in the ball game. We'll try to finish a three-point play. That's the second foul on Stinson. here with 2:24 to go, quarter number one. It is 22-13. The High Plains Storm leading Heartland Lutheran Hornets. The free throw was up and good. And checking in here for the Storm is going to be Alex Bender. To inbound it is going to be Sugita. Sugita tosses it in for Splatsaucer, and he may have stepped on the sideline, or was he pushed? He was pushed. That's going to be a foul on High Plains on that far sideline over there. So Cole Klingsporn, whistle for the foul here for High Plains. That's three for the Storm. Two team fouls been whistled on Heartland Lutheran, both of them against Stinson. Top of the circle with it is Simonson. Simonson kicks in the corner. Three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound by Nunenkamp. And Nunenkamp will dribble through a little bit of pressure himself. Give it to Klingsporn, and he'll just kind of flip it over for Wirtz. And Wirtz now, a little ball fake, gives it off here for Klingsporn. Klingsporn drives the lane. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Splatsaucer. Splatsaucer has it stolen. Pass up ahead, and Klingsporn lays it up and in. High Plains forcing another turnover here. And scoring a basket on the other end. In transition, here's John Simonson. He's going to kick it back out. Thought about the transition three over there was Sugita, and they'll work it back around. Now penetration here by Simonson, and Simonson, a nice little floater. And he hits the shot. So that's six in a game here for Simonson. And quickly, High Plains in transition. Little drive here by Nunenkamp. Kick out, shot, no good. Rebounded by Splatsaucer. So here comes Heartland Lutheran before High Plains can put any pressure on. Little drive, that's an awkward-looking flip, and Suhanik can't get it to fall. Trying to get his own rebound, can't. High Plains comes up with it as it's tipped out here for Nunenkamp, and Nunenkamp will work it up ahead. On the run here is Ethan Fleming. Fleming in the lane, lost it, gets it back, going to kick it out here for Nunenkamp. Nunenkamp was open for the three, but he's going to give it up, give it to Klingsporn, and will kick it off on the right side. Open for the three here is Wirtz. It's off the mark, and ending the possession with the rebound is Simonson. Simonson will dribble through traffic. Take it all the way off the baseline. That's a covered shot. No good. Rebounded by Bender. And Bender gets it right back here for High Plains. High Plains in transition. Left-handed layup. Rolling around on the rim. And Klingsporn hits the shot. He's got eight in the game. And the lead is out to a dozen. 35 seconds left as the jumper goes right wing in transition for Heartland Lutheran. It's missed. Bender pulls down the rebound. And now High Plains might be milking the clock a little bit for the last shot of the first quarter. Storm lead at 27-15 over the Hornets. And Wirtz has it. Gives it top of the circle here for Klingsporn. 27-15 in a very rapidly moving and a rapidly scoring first quarter. We've had 42 points in the game so far. Entry pass down low. Nunenkamp up and in. He's got seven. 2 seconds left. With it is Simonson. Simonson kicks it up ahead. They don't get the shot off in time. Sugita got it near midcourt. Tried to put up the prayer. It was not answered. And the High Plains Storm lead the Heartland Lutheran Hornets by a score of 29-15 after one quarter. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Welcome back here. Heartland Lutheran trailing after one quarter to High Plains, 29-15 here at the first game of the day at the Heartland Hoops Classic. And again, they got a little early start to this one, so never had the opportunity to give the complete information for our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Heartland Lutheran. And their starters are Jacob Stinson. He is a 6'3 senior. John Simonson is a sophomore. He's 5'9. Grant Suhanik, also a sophomore, 6 foot tall. Josh Sukita is a 6'1 senior, and Isaac Splatsaucer is a 6'1 senior for head coach Logan Wagnitz. For the High Plains Storm, their starters are Cole Klingsporn, a 5'10 sophomore, Ben Nunenkamp, 6'3 and a junior, Dylan Schenk, a 6'3 junior, Alec Bender, 6'2 senior, and Logan Engel is a 6 foot tall junior for head coach Cameron Hudson. Again, they're come in with a record of 16-3 on the season, and High Plains does have possession of the basketball first to start things off here, and they hit the quick three. Cole Klingsporn strokes in that three, and Klingsporn now has 11 points in the ball game. And the ball knocked loose. They tried to enter inside for Jacob Stinson, but that High Plains zone defense was there to tap it away. It will be Heartland Lutheran basketball clear down there on the other end of the court. And Splattensaucer is going to toss it in. He's got a man open in the corner, and he finds him. That's going to be Chris Winicky, and he lost the basketball. It was deflected over there. It's still going to be Heartland Lutheran ball. I thought maybe he touched it. It was deflected and actually stepped away from the ball. So Heartland Lutheran's going to inbound it again. The Red Hornets toss it in. Splattensaucer's on the baseline. And again, they'll get the ball in for Warnicke. Warnicke's shot is short, rebounded by the Storm. And in transition, here's Schenck. Schenck will drive. Schenck will take it off glass and draws the body contact. So he's going to go line and have a couple of shots here. Again, all eight games right here on our network of stations. And presenting sponsors for coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic, in part by Graham Tire. Honesty, integrity, and a matter of pride is what they do. That's what you should expect from the dealer, and that's what you get at Graham Tire. Your next tire store next door. Graham Tire is a proud supporter of high school sports with locations in Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. The free throw was good by Schenck. He still has one more coming here. The foul, by the way, was on Splattensaucer. That is his first. And Schenck's free throw is good. High Plains has hit everything else. They might as well hit some free throws as well. So Honick in transition will drive the baseline. It's going to be a kick here by High Plains and out of bounds. Storm lead it 34-15. High Plains with the lead over Heartland Lutheran. The first of eight games right here on Platte River Radio. The first three will be right here on ESPN. The ball's inbounded here for Grant Suhonic. And Suhonic lost the basketball, tipped out, and it's going to be in the hands of Isaac Zapata. Zapata maintains the possession now with the basketball is Simonson. And Simonson, quick jumper on the left side. He hits the three. He's got nine in the game. And now here comes Klingsporn. Klingsporn will dribble, kick on the left side. Another quick jumper here by High Plains, no good. And the rebound by Stinson for Heartland Lutheran. So here come the Hornets in transition. They'll get it off on the right side. Three-pointer by Simonson. And Simonson hits another three-pointer. Same spot as he strokes it in, and that lead is down to 13. In the corner, here's a three by High Plains. Stroking it in is going to be Dylan Schenck. And Schenck, so far, 14 points in the ball game. Ball knocked loose, and it's off the shoulder of one of the Hornets and out of bounds. Good defensive play there by High Plains. So the Storm forcing a number of turnovers here. I have it being seven so far, and a couple of those have turned into layups on the other end of the court. So Klingsporn will bring the offensive zone here for High Plains. And he'll bounce it to the left side for Engel. Engel, nice entry pass inside here for Schenck. Schenck shot's no good, but he gets his own offensive rebound, and now he'll get a bucket. So four rebounds to go along with 16 points here for Dylan Schenck. And Schenck is filling the hole tonight, or this morning, I guess. Kick on the left side, three-pointer, no good by Heartland Lutheran. Zapata pulls down the rebound. Kick on the right side, it is up and good for Grant Suhonic. So he strokes in a three, makes it 39-24. High-paced ball game here to start the morning. Klingsporn in transition. He'll stroke in a three. And the Storm might hit 50 points with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. I've been to a lot of high school games where this was the final. 42-24. We got 5.5 to go here in the second quarter. And Heartland Lutheran trailing. They'll get it between the circles here for Stinson. Stinson, well behind the three-point arc, will kick it off on the left side for Suhonic. Suhonic will miss the three. It rattled about halfway down and came out. Nunenkamp pulls down the rebound here for High Plains. They'll kick it out for Engel in transition. Now a little drive here by Klingsporn. He'll kick it in the corner. Here's an NBA three from the left side for Nunenkamp. It's no good. And dribbling out with the rebound is going to be Schenck. Schenck kicks it back out. Here's Klingsporn for three. No good. Offensive rebound, Nunenkamp. Nunenkamp in the lane, gets the shot to fall. It hung on the rim, and now after his fifth rebound, Ben Nunenkamp is able to add to his tally. He's got 9 points here in the first half. 44-24, 4:44 to go before halftime. John Stinson with the dribble here for Heartland Lutheran. He thought about the three, and he's going to kick it off here right side for Stinson. The idea you can't shoot where you have a lot of open area behind the basket, certainly proven to be not true for either one of these teams, especially High Plains. Around the perimeter come the Hornets, and a long three-pointer by Splattensaucer. That was from about 30 feet away. Shot's no good. Rebounded out of there. Klingsporn is on the drive here. He's going to take it high off glass, and he's going to score. And Cole Klingsporn, 16 points here with 4:14 to go in the first half. 46-24, Storm leading the Hornets of Heartland Lutheran. High Plains looking pretty good so far. Splattensaucer is going to kick it left side. The shot is going to be blocked over there and then out of bounds. Give the block to Logan Engel, but Engel couldn't track down the ball. Checking back in here is Josh Sahiga for Heartland Lutheran. Storm also making some substitutions. Tyler Martin checking in for the first time. Inbounded, shot no good, rebounded by Martin. Martin's going to kick it up ahead, and in transition, Klingsporn hits a three. He had the opportunity to try a layup. He pulled up on the left side and stroked into three. I'll lay it up when those are worth 3 points, I guess. 49-24, Storm with the lead. 3:40 to go here in the second quarter. Around the perimeter, Splattensaucer's got it. Kicks it off left side here for Simonson. Back to Splattensaucer, tries to enter it inside, and it's going to be knocked loose. Great defensive play there by Jabe Wirtz, as Wirtz forced the turnover. Entry pass down low. Bender going hard to the rack. Shot's no good, but he's going to go to the line for the first time today. So, holy cow, they are just filling it up today. 49-24, the Storm with the lead over Heartland Lutheran. The free throw is on the way here by Bender. It's up and good. And obviously one of the reasons you want to come to an event like this is get used to shooting in a different environment where there's a little bit more depth behind the basket. Well, it certainly has not slowed down the shooting here for High Plains. Both free throws are up and good for Alex Bender. And it's 51-24. With it is Splattensaucer. Splattensaucer gives it off on the left side here for Grant Sohanek. Sohanek's going to work it around the perimeter. Right side is Simonson. Simonson looking in. Lobs it top of the circle. Nearly stolen, but a good athletic play there by Splattensaucer to have it. He's going to drive. Puts up the ball move, and he's going to score. What a strong drive by Isaac Splattensaucer. And now he has a chance for the three-point play. He gets the hoop and the harm. The foul is going to be on Cale Harless, his first foul. Only the fourth team foul whistled on High Plains, each team with four team fouls. So we played a lot of high-pace basketball with very few fouls. Splattensaucer hits the free throw. He now has 12 in the game. Entry pass down low, and in transition, Bender, he's hit on the arm. He's 2 for 2, and he'll have two more free throws after he was hit. So High Plains, very impressive here offensively. And the free throw is up and good. No good, rather. Hit the back of the iron for Bender. So Bender will bend the knees, fire another free throw. That one rattles around and no good. Rebounded out of there by Splattensaucer. Kick on the left side here, Splattensaucer. Gets the top of the circle now. That's Simonson. He's going to fire a three. It's short and out of bounds. And with 2:42 to go here, it's going to be High Plains basketball. Logan Engel checking back in here for High Plains. And High Plains is going to inbound the basketball. And Schenck dribbles up. This is as slow as they've moved all day. Klingsporn kicks left side. Now they get it out here for another three opportunity by Schenck, and Schenck hits another three-pointer. His second three-pointer of the game. He's got 19 points, 54-27. Storm with the lead, 2:22 to go before halftime. Isaac Zapata, they tried to dump it in him underneath. It's off the mark. It's a turnover, and in transition, High Plains with one shot, no good. Offensive rebound, and then a whistle is called. Pulling down the rebound was Jabe Wirtz. And they kicked it up very quickly. High Plains not taking any time at all with the basketball, and why not? They've done a great job of getting some good looks, and they've done so in transition. After this game, 10:15, Sutton will take on Grand Island Central Catholic, and then at noon, Raymond Central versus St. Cecilia, all three of those games right here on ESPN. So a lot of basketball before lunch. High Plains works it around the perimeter. Wirtz gave it away. They give it to Klingsporn. Klingsporn lobs it up, and it's going to be tipped up and in for Shank. And Dylan Shank is putting on a clinic. He's got 21 points, and that one was just a tip-in off of a lob in the lane. That was awfully tough to stop. Splat Saucer gives it away. Now gets it back top of the circle. Left side, here's an NBA three by Sohanic. It's no good. Rebounded by the Storm. Here's Klingsporn in transition. Klingsporn kicks left side. Three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound by Bender. Bender's kicking it back out, and then it's turned over. Making the steal is going to be Sohanic. Sohanic's going to drive him with that left-handed layup, no good. Klingsporn pulls down the rebound for High Plains. High Plains running right back at him with a minute 20 to go. They kick left side. Now a little penetration here by Shank. They'll get it on top of the circle here for Engel. Engel's three is no good, and coming down with the rebound is going to be Klingsporn. Klingsporn on the baseline, gets it at the elbow. Here's Bender. Bender drives, flips it. It's tipped around, and it'll be a turnover. Simonson gets it up ahead. He drives off glass, no good. Defensive rebound, long outlet pass for Shank, and Shank's going to lay it up and in. Shank running the floor, lays it up, and we're in the final minute of the first half, and timeout, Heartland Lutheran. It is the Storm of High Plains leading Heartland Lutheran by a score of 58-27. Timeout Storm. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Equitable Bank understands the challenges of a busy lifestyle, so we offer advanced technologies that allow your money to keep pace with you, like online banking that lets you check balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and more, all from your smartphone, computer, or digital notebook. Plus, mobile banking offers text message alerts for balances, transfers, and other helpful reminders. Visit us at our Grand Island, North Platte, and Omaha locations, or go to equitableonline.com. Equitable Bank. Bank with the E. Member FDIC.
Well, right now, it is a very impressive performance here for High Plains. They lead it 58-27. And you know, offensively, Heartland Lutheran's played fairly well, but they find themselves down by 31. Now with 48 seconds to go here before halftime, Heartland Lutheran kind of forced to use their other 30-second timeout. And Splatstosser's going to work the clock here a little bit. Now he's going to drive right side, takes it all the way down the baseline, kicks it off left wing. That's Simonson trying to get it. It was tipped and off of his hands and out of bounds. Another Heartland Lutheran turnover. One bugaboo that Heartland Lutheran's had is this High Plains defense has forced him into 9 turnovers here in the first half. And High Plains has been shooting lights out. Ethan Fleming brings in the offensive zone, and they might be working for the last shot. As they're just dribbling around, give it off on the right side. Now they enter it in. They're going to get an easy bucket out of it. Nice entry pass inside for Dylan Shank. And Shank now has 25 points at halftime. 10 seconds left. Here's Simonson on the right wing. He'll dribble all the way down the baseline. He is bumped by Ethan Fleming. Fleming's going to pick up his first personal foul. And that's now going to be 5 fouls whistled on High Plains. That's not a bad foul there for High Plains. Does not create the free throw and took away a pretty good scoring opportunity here for Heartland Lutheran. Splat Saucer's going to inbound it. He'll toss it in for Sohanic. Back in for Splat Saucer, who kicks it out for Stinson. Stinson, 15-foot jumper, no good. And the rebound still being fought for at the horn. And one half is in the books, and High Plains leading Heartland Lutheran 60-27 here at halftime. Whew, that is a lot of offense. High Plains with a comfortable 33-point lead at the break. We're going to take a break as well. We'll be back right after this timeout with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carrie Chiropractic on Facebook.
Put a sparkle in her eye and a smile on her face when you romance her this Valentine's Day with Flowers from Roses for You. Nothing says you love her more than a beautiful arrangement of unique flowers. Order early and take pressure off remembering. The last thing you want is to forget flowers on Valentine's Day for that special someone. Call Roses for You today, 382-4050, or stop by 937 South Locust, Grand Island.
For that special taste in the heart.
Order 24 hours a day at rosesforyou.com.
Here's a friendly maintenance tip from Graham Tire, your tire store next door in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
In the winter, we all deal with nasty potholes. Some of them are so bad they affect the alignment of your vehicle and make it pull in a different direction. Making sure your car is properly lined will allow you to get better gas mileage, longer tire life, and keep you and your family safer on the road.
Just another friendly maintenance tip from Graham Tire, your tire store next door, with locations in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center for the Heartland Hoops Classic, the first of eight games today, and got a little early start, both literally and figuratively, scheduled for an 8:30 tip, and we tipped it off about 8:20. In any event, here we are in the Storm. They're pretty good early risers because they've got 60 points here at halftime, leading Heartland Lutheran by a score of 60-27. Real quick, let's take a look at our schedule for the day. And again, all these games are going to be on our network of stations. 8:30, obviously, here's High Plains and Heartland Lutheran, with High Plains leading it, as we mentioned, 60-27. Scheduled for a 10:15 tip, Sutton and Grand Island Central Catholic. At 12 noon, Raymond Central and St. Cecilia, all three of those games on the ESPN Superstations, 1460 and 1550. And then at 1:45, we'll have action on the Breeze, Lincoln Pius X taking on Grand Island Senior High, the Islanders and the Thunderbolts at 1:45. That'll be followed on the Breeze at 3:30. Fremont Bergen taking on Donovan Trumbull at 5:15, one of the more highly anticipated games of the day. Kearney Catholic will be taking on Grand Island Northwest at 5:15. We will be simulcasting that game eventually on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. It will certainly start on the Breeze 94.5, and we'll try to have the completion of the game on that, but we have to maybe get bumped on the Breeze for Tri-City Storm Hockey tonight at 6:45. So at least the first hour and a half of Kearney Catholic and Northwest, beginning at 5:15, will be on the Breeze 94.5, and then we'll be making the transition over to Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So if you hear it on one, you might hear the conclusion on the other station. At 98.9, at 7 o'clock tonight, Boys Town will be taking on Norfolk Catholic. And then, of course, the game that people have been talking about for a year. They announced a year ago, right here at the event, that Oak Hill Academy was coming into town to take on Omaha Central. That game is scheduled for a 9 o'clock tip on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So on Classic Hits 98.9 at 7, Boys Town Norfolk Catholic, a couple of the preeminent programs in Class C1. And then at 9 o'clock, one of the preeminent programs in the country, Oak Hill Academy, taking on Omaha Central. And certainly Central has been the class of Class A basketball in the state, winning five of the last six state championships. And Oak Hill Academy, we all know Carmelo Anthony, Rojan Rondo playing there at their high school level. So some pretty good pros played their high school ball at Oak Hill Academy, and they've got a pretty good long list of folks that have played Division I basketball as well at Oak Hill. And certainly some Division I players will be out on the court tonight, not just for a gal for Omaha Central, but also there'll be a number of players out there for Oak Hill Academy that either hope to or will play Division I basketball. So that is a game that's highly, highly anticipated here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, and they're trying to match that with some games next year, but they haven't quite got the paperwork in yet, so they don't want to make an announcement until they got some teams signed, but they're hoping to have something very similar next year at the Heartland Hoops Classic, and this has really evolved into a outstanding event here in Central Nebraska, and it's a good venue to watch basketball, and apparently a good venue to shoot the basketball in as well, because the High Plains Storm right now leading at halftime over Heartland Lutheran 60-27, and the coaching staff for High Plains didn't have a whole lot to talk about. Cameron Hudson didn't really have too many things to correct because they've been out shooting already, kind of warming up for the second half, and now Heartland Lutheran comes out of the locker room still with 5 minutes left on the clock here at halftime between Heartland Lutheran and High Plains. We're going to take a quick break and see if we can total up all these large numbers here as High Plains leads it 60-27 at intermission. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We're going to take a break. We'll total up the numbers when we come back right after this.
Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island wants to show you the new 2013 Spark four-door hatchback. A gorgeous salsa red, stock number 95100, is every bit as fun to drive as it looks. Sale price now at only $15,300. The 2013 GMC Terrain, stock number 94400, is a clear onyx black. A quality ride that looks as tough as nails. Sale price now at $25,998. See them today at Tom Dinsdale Automotive on West Dolly Park and Webb Road in Grand Island and online at DinsdaleAuto.com.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic. Let's take a look at our halftime numbers, and there are some pretty high ones here for High Plains. We begin, first of all, for Heartland Lutheran. They trail here 60-27 at intermission. But Isaac Splatsdosser, nice start to the game. He's got 12 points at intermission, 12 points for John Simonson, and then 3 for Grant Suhonic are the other 3 points. So 12 for Simonson, 12 for Splatsdosser, 3 for Suhonic. For Heartland Lutheran. For High Plains, leading the way so far is Dylan Schenck. Schenck with 27 points at intermission. Cole Klingsborn has 19, 9 for Ben Nunenkamp, 3 points for Logan Engel, and 2 points for Alec Bender at halftime. The Storm lead it 60-27. They're certainly on pace to have their best offensive performance of the year, but this is a team that can score. They scored 80 in a win against Nebraska Christian. They scored 85 against East Butler in a win. They scored 84 at Palmer in a win. They scored 76 against Lawrence Nelson in a win. They outscored Hampton when they got 83-40 in that one. They've also scored 82 against Lindsay Holy Family in a 12-point win, and they won at Cross County 81-40 as well. So they've been in the 80s almost half of their games, and they're certainly on pace to do that here as they lead it 60-27. At intermission. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in the local Yellow Pages. We'll take a 1 minute break. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's
Clark. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic. Heartland Lutheran right now trailing High Plains in the first of 8 games on our network of station. Our score is 60-27, High Plains. Right now with the lead. And again, Heartland Lutheran comes in with a record of 7-11 on the season. High Plains 16-3, rated number 7 in the state in Class D1, according to the Omaha World Herald. So a 33-point lead here for the Storm. And the Storm, they're out first, shooting and warming up, but they break the huddle last, and Heartland Lutheran will inbound the basketball. Simonson will bring in the offensive zone as the Red Hornets have the first possession of the second half. And they're just working it around the perimeter, left side. Quick three-pointer up here by Sohanic. It's no good. Rebound taken out by Nunekamp. Nunekamp goes up ahead and led Logan Engel a little bit too much. Engel's able to save it, but Heartland Lutheran's got it. They dump it in underneath. And Zugita misses a bunny right underneath. Holy cow. And Klingsporn now has the dribble here for High Plains. They lob it down low. Nice ball fake by Bender. Bender shot. It will not fall at point-blank range. So after really lighting up in the first half, both these two teams, both of them miss a couple of bunnies. Now driving through a Splat Saucer. Splat Saucer tries a reverse layup. It's no good. Outlet pass is intercepted. Three-pointer here by Simonson for Heartland Lutheran. It's off the mark. And coming out with his High Plains. Klingsporn, nice bounce pass left side, and it's going to go up and good for Dylan Schenk. Schenk now with 29 points here in the ballgame. So on the bounce here is going to be Simonson. And Simonson works it around. They work it back around. And losing the basketball on the drive is Simonson, and tracking it down is going to be Splatstosser. His outlet pass is going to be intercepted here by Klingsporn. Klingsporn's going to cut through traffic. He's going to lay it off the glass. Lost it on the way up. Offensive rebound, though, by Martin. His shot is rolling around and good. Check it. I said Martin. I meant to say Alec Bender. Bender now with 6 points in the ballgame. I think I inadvertently gave one of the buckets of Bender to Schenk earlier, so... We're going to go with the official scoreboard. They have an individual scoring up on the board. Weaving through some traffic here is Splatstosser. Splatstosser is held before he can put up the shot, which is unfortunate because not only did he make it, that was an athletic drive by Isaac Splatstosser. So Splatstosser will inbound on the baseline, and he'll kick it into the corner for Sohanic. Sohanic's ball fake, bounce pass out for Stinson, and Stinson hits about a 15-foot jumper, his first 2 points of the day. Klingsporn very quickly here for High Plains. They're going to set up a little 2-3 zone, are the Red Hornets. They kick it out to Engel. Engel on the baseline finds a cutter right in the lane, and Ben Nunekamp lays it up and in. He's got 11 in the game. Engel with a nice pass to get the assist, and 5.5 to go here in the third quarter. It's 66-29. The Storm leading the Hornets, the Red Hornets of Heartland Lutheran. A little hand check foul on that far side. And that'll be Klingsporn's second personal foul. Quick drive off the inbound. Shots no good. Rebounded by High Plains. Klingsporn is going to kick it up ahead, and in transition, they give it right back out for Engel. Engel has the dribble. He'll get it at the elbow for Bender. Bender kicks it around. Now back out for Klingsporn. Good ball movement, and Klingsporn hits the three. Klingsporn now with 22 in the game. 69-29. 5 minutes to go here, third quarter. High Plains has led throughout. And now a deflected pass, tracked down by Grant Suhanic. Sohanic from the elbow, kicks it on the baseline for Stinson. He'll work it back out. Here's a three-pointer by Simonson. And great job by Splatsaucer getting the rebound. Then he has a shot blocked by Nunekamp. And with it now is High Plains. Engel in the offensive zone. They're going to kick left side for Nunekamp. He'll step into a three. No good. Offensive rebound by Bender, and Bender will score. Alec Bender lays it up and in, and the score is 71-29. High Plains, 16-3. They're going to be 17-3 by the time it hits about 10 o'clock this morning. Entry pass down low, and we got a little hold here whistled on High Plains. Klingsporn picks up his third personal foul, third team foul of the second half here on High Plains. The Red Hornets have not committed a foul here so far, but they trail it 71-29. Tossing it in is going to be Sohanic. He'll get it off left side. Three-pointer by Splatstosser, no good. Rebounded out of there by the Red Hornets. Excuse me, by High Plains, and the outlet pass is knocked out of bounds by the Hornets. That Simonson had stepped in there and knocked the ball loose. So Klingsporn will bring it in the offensive zone. 2-3 zone here for the Red Hornets. Right side shooting over the top of it and hitting another three is Dylan Schenk. So Schenk strokes it in. He's got 30 in the game. And Simonson on the dribble. Asking for it down low is Zapata, but he'll dribble around, and Simonson's jumper is no good. Rebounded by Schenk, and Schenk gives it off left side. Three-pointer in transition by Klingsporn. No good. Last touch by the Red Hornets. Spotsasser couldn't reel in the rebound. It's just off his fingertips and out of bounds. So inbounded here for Fleming. A little ball fake. Tip back out here. Fleming gets it, tries to enter it in again, and Zapata knocked it loose. It's on the ground, and it's eventually going to be a hell ball. Well, nice job in there by Zapata to knock the ball loose, and then just couldn't find anybody to pass to as High Plains got in there. Took them a little time, but they eventually forced the hell ball. Fleming will get the inbounds here. Top of the circle, it's Wirtz. Back to Fleming. Entry pass down low. That's Harless. Harless is going to kick it out. Now some penetration here by Wirtz, and it's going to be a kick and out of bounds. Well, the Storm making some substitutions, getting some other kids in there, as most of the starters are sitting on the bench. Fleming gets the inbounds. He'll kick left side. Klingsporn, he's still in there. His shot's no good, and an offensive rebound. Bucket will fall here for Dylan Schenk. So Schenk now with 32. And Klingsporn's got 22. Quick little drive in transition. Shots no good for Simonson. But Simonson's going to step the line, and he'll have a couple of free throws. So Simonson with two shots coming after the body foul. And the first free throw is up and good. Presenting sponsors of the Heartland Hoops Classic here on Flat River Radio is Tom Dinsdale Automotive. Go to Tom Dinsdale Automotive or DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles, BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and Hallmark trailers. Located at Stolly Park Road, at South Webb Road in Grand Island, service repair and a full body shop. Second free throw is good. And so High Plains comes out of there with it. It's going to be Tyler Martin. Martin gave it away, now has it top of the circle, kicks left side. Here's a quick three, and it's up and good for Wyatt Fleming. And Wyatt Fleming strokes in that three-pointer. So around the perimeter we go, and a little penetration here by Sagita. Sagita kicks it on the baseline for Stinson. His three's no good. Rebounded by Nunekamp. Not a bad look there. Nunekamp comes up with it. And he'll kick it back out here for Fleming. Fleming kicks right side. They enter it at the elbow. Backing in here is Fagan. And a quick jumper on the right wing. Good by Ben Nunekamp. And he's got 13 in the game. Nice ball movement. And again, High Plains is up by 50. At 81-31. We still have a minute 45 to go here. We're about to find out if there's triple digits on the scoreboard here at the Heartland Event Center. Pass tipped around. Simonson will work it out here left side for Sohanic. They're certainly on pace for that, that's for sure. Pass is tipped. High Plains forces the turnover. Outlet pass to Martin. Martin's going to drive, and he is fouled on the way to the basket. He was going up for the shot, so he's going to shoot two. And we'll shut the clock off with a minute 27 to go here, third quarter. 81-31. High Plains leading Heartland Lutheran. And again, I'm going to double check. I know they've, I don't think they've hit the 90s yet this year. 84, I think, is their highest point total. Nope, 85 when they played East Butler. They hit 84 earlier this year. So they've been in the 80s about a half dozen times or so. Free throw by Martin is no good. Score remains 81-31. Martinson toes the line, and his free throw is up and good. Heartland Lutheran, here comes John Simonson with the dribble on that far sideline. He's picked up defensively by Martin as they extend a little zone here. A little 2-3 zone, and the pass is deflected. Stolen away by Martin. Martin's going to drive, take it off glass. There's a whistle and a foul that's going to go on Isaac Zapata. So Zapata for Heartland Lutheran commits the foul. And so again, at the line is going to come Tyler Bender. Bender, one out of two from the line here in the game. He does a little foot waggle there, takes that left foot, puts it a little bit further back, and then his free throw is short. So it's still 82-31, minute eight to go here, third quarter. High Plains comfortably ahead of Heartland Lutheran. I have to look in the manual here to see what the scoring record is for a team here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Second free throw is no good. Splatstosser pulls down the rebound. And dribbling up ahead here is going to be Simonson. Simonson on the right wing. Takes it all the way down to the baseline. Keeps his dribble alive. Now he's going to throw it between the circles. Nice dump pass inside for Stinson. And Stinson has a shot blocked but out of bounds. Nunekamp with the block. It goes out of bounds. And so to toss it in here, it is going to be Heartland Lutheran. It's Splatstosser doing the honors. And he'll just have to toss it in top of the key. But a three-pointer here by Simonson. And Simonson strokes in the three. So John Simonson missed two free throws earlier, but now he strokes in a three-pointer. He's got 15 in the game. Right wing angle. Works it back around. Fleming's got it. Top of the circle out here for Martin. Nice ball movement here for the Storm. And Fleming's going to shoot another three. It's no good. Zapata pulls down the rebound. And quickly up ahead, they get it to Stinson. Stinson lays it off the glass, and it rolls out. It hung on the rim, but now he'll go to the line for two free throws. Stinson with 2 points in the game. He's going to try to add to it here. As the foul for the Storm is going to be whistled on Tyler Martin. That's going to be his first, fifth as a team for High Plains. The free throw is no good. So now he's double-checking his motion here a little bit. And the second free throw is up and good. So Stinson now with three in the game. And Tyler Martin will bring it across the timeline. 16 seconds to go here, third quarter. Entry pass on the baseline. A little ball fake here by Nunekamp, and he took an extra step. He walked with it. That'll be a turnover here on High Plain. And driving here is Stinson. Stinson, a little floater in the lane. Shot's no good at the buzzer, so three quarters are in the books. And High Plains has an 82-35 lead here over Heartland Lutheran. We'll take a quick break. We're back right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center as Dylan Schenk right now leading all scorers. He's got 30 points for High Plains, and High Plains with an 82-35 lead. Heartland Lutheran, though, has possession of the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Quickly in transition, John Simonson puts up the three. It's no good. Rebound in the lane. Coming up with the basketball here is Dylan Schenk. And for Schenk, that's rebound number eight. And so 30 points, 8 rebounds, awfully close to a double-double. On the right side, they work it in. And the ball knocked loose here by Heartland Lutheran. So High Plains will have it. Dylan Schenk on the baseline to toss it in. 82-35, Storm with the lead over Heartland Lutheran. I didn't have the opportunity to check what the scoring record was here at the Heartland Event Center. We'll try to check that for you here in just a moment. And Stinson comes down with an offensive rebound. He's going to drive it all the way in for Heartland Lutheran. Nice job for Stinson as it was tipped out, and now Stinson makes another steal. And they pass it up ahead with the basketball here is Simonson, and then Simonson will go to the line. So back-to-back little plays here for Heartland Lutheran. Gets the Hornets a little bit closer here. They trail at 82-37. And two free throws coming up here for Simonson. Simonson's free throw rattles around and then back in. Looked like it was going to spit out of there. Then it rolled right back in. And Simonson on the season is an 80.1% free throw shooter. Second free throw is up and good as well. So Klingsporn will kick it off here on the right wing. Snap pass on that left side. Good ball movement here for the Storm. Klingsporn has the top of the circle. Now left side, a quick little deuce up and good. As Andrew Middleton gets the bucket. As they bring him into the game. Backdoor cut, driving in there. What a nice little floater here by Isaac Splatsdosser. And Splatsdosser has his next bucket. He's got 14 in the ball game. Entry pass on the inside is intercepted. Nice play there by Stinson. He'll pass it up ahead. Ball fake here by Suhonik. And it's going to be a walk or a foul. Well, they're going to say that on the baseline, touching the basketball, was Dylan Schenk. That ball fake got Schenk to... dead in the ball, I guess. He's out of bounds when he touched it, so they'll inbound it. Here's Suhonik. Suhonik gave it away, now gets it back. He'll dribble to the elbow, kick it out. Nice little ball fake. Stepping into a three from the left side. The miss. Splatsdosser comes up with an offensive rebound and the bucket. So Splatsdosser now has 16 in the game. It's 84-43. High Plains leading it comfortably. A three-pointer in transition by Klingsporn, and Klingsporn now has 25 in the game. So on the dribble on the right side here is Simonson, 87-43. A little bit less than 6 minutes to go here. Left side, jumper no good. Splatsdosser tips it over to Sagita, and Sagita gets the offensive rebound and the bucket. Splatsdosser is the one that really kind of kept that one alive, and Sagita is able to score in the lane. Entry pass down low, and we've got a little foul. Ball just goes out of bounds off of High Plains. Well, the new school record here at the Heartland Hoops Classic has been scored by the High Plains Storm. They've got 87 points, breaking Palmer's record in 2008. Most points ever scored here at the Heartland Event Center. Entry pass is knocked loose here. Alec Bender comes up with it for High Plains, and we'll see if they can add on to their record, be the first team maybe to make it into the 90s or even break 100. Entry pass down low. It's deflected by Splatsdosser. Actually, I think that was an attempted shot, and they're going to say it went off of the High Plains player. And so Heartland Lutheran is going to turn the ball over. High Plains is going to turn the ball over. Top of the circle, here's Simonson. Simonson steps into a three, in and out, no good. Klingsporn pulls down the rebound for High Plains. He'll dribble down that far sideline, flip into the corner, and here's a baseline jumper that's good for two by Dylan Schenk. And Schenk now has 32 points. Individual record here at the Heartland Events Center is 37, so he's a little short of that. Kick out, here's a three-pointer by Splatsdosser, no good. And rebounded out of there by Cale Harless. Harless snags the bound. He'll give it off here on the right side for Angle. Angle over there for Klingsporn. Klingsporn skips it on the right wing. Quickly they move the ball around. Top of the circle, Angle's got it. Back left side for Klingsporn. And Klingsporn hits another three-pointer. Now he's got 30. Now check it, 28. He's got 28. Schenk's got 32. So there's 60 of the 92 points here for the Storm. And in the lane, a little floater here by Splatsdosser. Splatsdosser with the miss. Rebounded and kicked out ahead here for Klingsporn. And Klingsporn's going to slow it down. Back in 2008, Palmer scored 85. Well, that new record is going to be at least 92 here for the Storm. Driving the baseline, left side, shank shot is no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. Snagging the bound was Splatsdosser, and Splatsdosser was fouled. Bender is whistled for the foul. And that's now seven fouls whistled on High Plains. So the Red Hornets of Heartland Lutheran will have a 1-1 here. .344 to go here. Fourth quarter, 92-45. Storm of High Plains, number 7 in the state in Class D1, are leading Heartland Lutheran comfortably here. Splatsdosser is going to have a 1-1, and the free throw is up and good. And Splatsdosser on the year is about a 82.4% free throw shooter. His second free throw is up and good. So he now has 19 in the game. 92-47. Skip pass on that left side. Three-pointer over there. No good. Rebound by Jacob Stinson. Stinson will drive. Stinson on the baseline. Kicks it out top of the circle here for Sagita. His jumper's no good. Sahita gets the rebound. Now an NBA three here by Simonson. That's short. And rebounded by Cale Harless for High Plains. So High Plains in the offensive zone. We'll give it off here on the left wing for Fleming. Ethan Fleming's going to work it back around the perimeter, top of the key. That's Martin. Back to Fleming. And we'll get it off here right wing for Martin. Jumper on that right side. No good. Ball's on the ground. Picked up by High Plains, flipping it up there is Wyatt Fleming. His shot's no good. And then the offensive rebound by Harless. And Harless makes it 94-47. And again, with every point, High Plains sets a new record here at the Heartland Event Center and the Heartland Hoops Classic for most points scored by a team. John Simonson gives it off on the baseline. Splatsdosser will kick on the left side. Jumper up, no good. Oh, it rolled in. What nice shooter's touch there by Jacob Stinson. And Stinson now has 7 in the game, all in the second half. Lob pass down low, trying to connect with Harless. They overthrow it, but it's saved by High Plains. Now they'll kick left side for Ethan Fleming. Top of the circle, now a little penetration here by Martin. It's no good on the shot. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds by Heartland Lutheran. So High Plains will inbound it. And line change, really, for both teams. Tanner Obermeyer going to check in there for Heartland Lutheran. Daniel Coe checking in as well. We'll check some other numbers as we get the chance. Fleming to inbound it, and they get it in here for Mitchell Fagan, and it's going to be thrown away here by High Plains. They turn it over with 2:07 to go here in the ballgame. 94-47. Here comes Heartland Lutheran. On the dribble here is Grant Suhonik. He'll give it off left side, and it's stolen away. The steal by Mitchell Fagan. Fagan's going to go in for that reverse layup. It's no good, but he's going to go line and have a couple of free throws. Well, now the issue has been decided. We know who's going to win the game. It's just whether or not High Plains is going to hit 100. A couple of free throws coming up here by Fagan. He tried to help the cause, and that one's no good. Checking in here for Heartland Lutheran is going to be Chris Warnicki. And Fagan's second free throw. They hand him the basketball. And he bends the knees, fires the free throw, and hits nothing but net. 95-49. Minute 50 to go here in the ball game. Off of a screen, Chris Warnicki has the dribble, gives it top of the circle for Daniel Coe. Coe gets in the lane for Zapata. Isaiah Zapata hits the shot. His first 2 points of the morning. Andrew Middleton on the dribble. Gets the top of the circle. Kicks right side. Now on the baseline with it is Fagan. Fagan, he'll step into a long deuce. It's no good. Ball's on the ground. Zapata fighting for it. It's going to be a held ball. And High Plains has possession of the basketball here with a minute 23 to go fourth quarter, 95-51. So Fleming to toss in here for High Plains. We're going to move on now to 17-3 on the year. Top of the circle, Noonenkamp. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three. Then Noonenkamp strokes in the three-pointer. And he's got 14 in the game, 98-51. Minute 11 to go here. On the dribble, Warnicke. Entry pass in for Zapata. 15-foot jumper, good. That's a nice little play there. Isaiah Zapata now with 4 points in the game. Martin in the offensive zone. Kicks on the left wing for Fleming for High Plains. Back around the perimeter, back to Fleming. He was open momentarily for the three. And they'll get it off here for Bender. 46 seconds to go. Entry pass down low for Harless. Harless shot, no good. Offensive rebound. Going right back up with it and being fouled is Ben Noonenkamp. And now Noonenkamp is going to go line, shooting two. And his team needs 2 points to hit the century mark. 98-53. They lead it with 39.3 to go. Noonenkamp fires the free throw. It is up and good. And a bit of applause there for the High Plains faithful. They'll get much louder if he hits this one. And they hit the century mark. He bends the knees, fires the free throw, and it is good. 100-53, High Plains. A new record here at the Heartland Event Center and the Heartland Hoops Classic. Most points ever scored by a team in this venue and in this event. On the dribble, Chris Warnicke on the right side here for Heartland Lutheran. 29 seconds left. Has the dribble and has it stolen away by Wyatt Fleming. Fleming's going to go in for the layup, and he's fouled from behind. So a couple of free throws coming up here for High Plains. Coming up for High Plains, their next game will be against Bruning Davenport Schickley. And if memory serves, that's one of the teams that beat them earlier in the year. That's right. They lost in the Crossroads Conference tournament to them. The free throw by Fleming is up and good, so they'll have a chance to avenge one of their three losses on the year when they host BDS on the 8th. Fleming's free throw is up and good. So he hits both free throws, 102-53, 22 seconds to go, and on the dribble here is going to be Heartland Lutheran. They give it off left side here for Daniel Coe. Coe gives it to Zapata. Zapata, 15-foot jumper, no good. Noonenkamp pulls down the rebound, and they'll get it off on the right side. Dribbling through now is Jay Wirtz. Wirtz is just going to milk the clock here. The final 2 seconds are ticking away, and your final score. It's High Plains, 102, and Heartland Lutheran, 53, our first final of the day here at the Heartland Event Center, as High Plains wins it, 102-53. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Equitable Bank understands the challenges of a busy lifestyle, so we offer advanced technologies that allow your money to keep pace with you, like online banking that lets you check balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and more, all from your smartphone, computer, or digital notebook. Plus, mobile banking offers text message alerts for balances, transfers, and other helpful reminders. Visit us at our Grand Island, North Platte, and Omaha locations, or go to equitableonline.com. Equitable Bank. Bank with the E. Member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. Our final score in this one, it's 102-53, High Plains. picking up the win, and a couple of players making it in the top 10 here at the Heartland Event Center and the Heartland Hoops Classic, top 10 scoring leaders of all time, and High Plains as a team also setting a new individual record, first team to ever score over 100 points here at the Heartland Event Center or the Heartland Hoops Classic. Our final, High Plains, 102-53. Real quick, let's check the numbers here for Heartland Lutheran. They were led today by Isaac Spitz-Dosser. He finished with 18 points, 17 for John Simonson. After that, 7 points for Jacob Stinson, 4 points off the bench by Isaac Zapata, 3 points for Grant Suhanik, and 2 points for Josh Sugita. For High Plains, leading the way is Dylan Schenk. Schenk with 32 points on the day, 28 points for Cole Klingsporn, 18 points for Ben Noonenkamp, 6 points for Alec Bender, 3 points for Logan Engel. Non-starters in the book, Wyan Fleming, he finished with 5 points, 1 out of 2 for the free throw line for Mitchell Fagan, 1 point for Tyler Martin, and 2 points here for Cale Harless. Once again, your final, 102-53, and I did misspeak as soon as I said it. I knew it was wrong. Because the next game coming up here for High Plains Community College is going to be against Meridian. They'll be taking them on the 15th, so they'll be back in action next Friday night, and that will be their regular season finale for High Plains. Coming up next here for Heartland Lutheran will be traveling to Nebraska Lutheran, and they too will be playing Friday. Heartland Lutheran comes in 5-13. On the season. Once again, your final, 102-53. High Plains with the win over Heartland Lutheran. We still have plenty of basketball left here on the day. Our second of three games here on ESPN Radio will tip off. It's scheduled for around 10:15, and it might get a little early start because we certainly started this one a little bit early, but scheduled for a 10:15 start is Sutton and Grand Island Central Catholic, and they've put some time on the board here. They say that the tip is going to come in about 33 minutes here at the Heartland Event Center. Again, we'll have that game for you right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And then also at noon, we'll also have a game here on ESPN, Raymond Central and St. Cecilia. Then three games on the Breeze, 94-5, as Pius X will take on Grand Island Senior High, followed by Bergen and Donovan Trumbull at 3:30, and Kearney Catholic taking on Northwest at 5:15. Don't forget, two games on our FM's other FM station, 98.9 FM, Classic Hits 98.9. At 7 o'clock, Boys Town and Norfolk Catholic, followed by Oak Hill Academy and Omaha Central. You've been listening to the MISCO Sports Post Game Report. Get your game on now at MISCO's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. MISCO's will be better equipped for all the games you play. So we're looking forward to our next game, and certainly want to say thanks to all of our sponsors for helping us bring you coverage of all 8 games here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, including our marquee sponsors, Equitable Bank. They're located at 1st and Locust, 281 in Fadley, and also on South Locust, serving Grand Island since 1882. Trust the E-Team to bring their A-game. Like them on Facebook for financial news, or log on to equitableonline.com. Once again, we're about 32 minutes away between Sutton and Grand Island Central Catholic. What could be a very interesting basketball game. We'll have that game for you coming up next right here on ESPN. We'll step away for a little bit. We'll be back in about 25 minutes or so for coverage of Grand Island Central Catholic and Sutton right here on ESPN.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists.